Governor Jerry Brown has always been a man who marches to the beat of his own drum. But are the people of California ready to march with him in his plan to raise taxes? I put that question to Tim Kavanaugh, senior editor of Reason Magazine, who's been following the state's budget mess for years.
He's the governor of California, so people are definitely listening to his drum. It's getting harder to believe the drumbeat, given that, I mean, how many times do we have to go through this cycle where they say, hey, our revenues were not what we thought they were. We thought we were going to capture a lot more in taxes, and now we have an even more pie-in-the-sky projection of what we're going to get with all of these new tax increases that the voters are going to vote on and what we're going to get with the Facebook IPO. And so that I think, is something that people should be very skeptical about. The revenue claims. Spending this year is $91.4 billion. That is up from last year, which was $86.5 billion. So we are not actually talking about austerity in the sense that you or I would understand it, that you spend less this year than you spent last year. Still spending more. There are a lot of excuses in the budget, some of which are legitimate. Federal courts blocked some changes in Medi-Cal and in Medicaid. But generally, you just have to say, you know, why do we have to keep doing this? Increasingly, people seem to be opting for other things. I mean, I look around town in LA, and it seems like there are more places with for lease signs up than there were before. And, you know, the real estate market is cool. Immigration has apparently come to a stop. So, you know, we have to face up that we're actually not that attractive a destination anymore, that a lot of people are opting to go elsewhere, to states that are not nicer than California, but are not actively chasing away people in business the way California is.